It's finals week at Park Vista Community High School in Palm Beach County, and junior James Anderson is tugging at the guts of the Dell computer cracked open in front of him.
Looks like the motherboard is fried, but any of the parts that are still working will end up recycling and using in another machine.
And so what I'm looking at here, there's a bunch of wires, but there's also these like flat gray plastic ribbony things.
Yeah, these are cables that go from the motherboard to each individual component.
The donated computers that Anderson refurbishes in class will be given to families who don't have computers at home. It's part of a Palm Beach County program aimed at closing the digital divide. Anderson and his classmates have their work cut out for them, and not just because the motherboard is fried. Last year, the Florida Department of Education surveyed schools about technology access in their kids' homes. They found that about one-third of students do not have a computer at home. Internet access at home was even lower.
I don't have the computer.
Sheila Martin and her 9-year-old daughter Cindy are one of those families without home access to the internet. Cindy's favorite subject in school right now is math.
Fractions, timetables, and division.
She practices those skills on her school computers.
Like you could play a math game, or you could play like an educational games.
After school, the Martins rely on the computer lab at Touching Miami with Love, a neighborhood nonprofit. Sheila Martin doesn't know what she would do without that resource.
It would be hard because, like I say, I haven't been to school in over 30 years, and I have seen some of this homework. It confuses me. It really does.
Teachers are giving assignments online. They're using online platforms to teach classes, whether it's blogging or turning your homework assignment in.
Moses Schumo is a professor at Florida International University, and he works with the Education Effect Project at Northwestern Senior High in Liberty City. He points out that there can be unintended side effects when kids who study in digital classrooms go home to places without reliable computers or internet access.
And maybe they're able to use their smartphone using expensive data plans. Then not only are they getting left behind, but it's creating an economic burden on those kids.
It's not just home access that divides kids on technology. Dr. Albert Ritzhaupt at the University of Florida has been looking at how public schools use the technology that they do have. Florida schools that serve primarily kids in low socioeconomic status, kids in poverty and minorities, they may have plenty of computers, but the students at those schools use those machines for really basic functions, like running test prep drills or the math games that Cindy likes. Schools that serve kids with higher socioeconomic status are more likely to use their computers to create original content on programs like Word and PowerPoint.
And that shows evidence of a digital divide existing in terms of what we're preparing students to do in society.
Ritzhaupt says that as policymakers push digital initiatives in Florida education, they need to understand that technology is an ongoing investment. To bridge that divide, kids need access, not just to computers, but to the same kinds of software. And teachers need training and support to incorporate it in a meaningful way. The student refurbishing the computer, James Anderson, says for him, digital literacy began at home.
I got my first computer, and it was in the living room, and it was like this giant box. With this, it's really like we get to have this firsthand knowledge on something that I'm probably going to be doing for the rest of my life.
Anderson wishes more kids could have the experience that he had. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.